Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at robertsrobinson.com.
A Kansas City school teacher is out after sharing opinions on a Facebook page about conservative policies and a conservative way of life in America. What's strange about this story? Not a public school, it's a private school. And this teacher was in charge of the conservative club at the private high school in Kansas City. This is a crazy national story that's reached all the way to the Daily Wire and could grow bigger. I've got the details for you coming right up. Also, Lee Sterling of ParamountSports.com will join us with our weekend picks, including the big Chiefs game against the Dallas Cowboys. You'll hear about his Missouri pick, his Kansas State pick, and much more with Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports in this weekend's picks. And a reminder, our Friday podcast is going to be a very special holiday podcast with a special guest. I would ask you to please give it a listen. This one is important. It's a great local charity doing great things for the holidays, and I hope you will find their mission to be worthy of your interest, at least your interest, and perhaps even your participation. That coming up Friday on KKHI. We're brought to you by Finch Knife Company, brand new sponsor of KK Has Issues. Appreciate Spencer and Steve, my buddies over at Finch Knife Company. They're based out of Stillwell, Kansas. This is a local Kansas City company, a startup, a pandemic startup. And over the last 2 years, they've really grown. Their knives are available nationwide now with distributors in many communities around America. You can get them at Teague Tractor and Farm here in Kansas City. That's in the Belton area, but that's pretty much it. Best way is to go online, finchknifeco.com. That's finchknifeco.com. They're single blade. They're like your dad's pocket knife. They've got new inventory ready to ship at Finch Knife Company. Keep life from getting dull. These are for collectors to carry or both. They're made with U.S. blade steel. They have mother of pearl handles, wood, bone, you name it. They're absolutely beautiful. Go to the website. Check out the entire collection this holiday season. FinchKnifeCo.com. That's Finch Knife Company, based, born and raised in Kansas City. Buck Roofing and Construction, online at rbuckroofing.com. That's my buddy Ron Buck and his team, available 24/7. Fix your roof if you have a jam or a problem, or if you'd like to get a free inspection over what your roof looks like and what the timeline is for when you may need a new one, just call Buck Roofing at 913-384-2680. You'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. And AmazingGarageFloors.net. John Hutchins, less than 2 weeks away from my house, going to put that new garage floor in at the Keatsman residence. I love these things. I don't know how to live without it. They're phenomenal. Call 913-901-7139 and get your amazing garage floor from AmazingGarageFloors.net. A teacher at a private school, a very expensive private school in Kansas City, is booted after running the school's popular conservative club. This one's gone nationwide. It's right now on KKHI. Hit it!
Elite Automation presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Make your building great again. Online at EliteAutomate.com.
So this story was sent to me by a patron of Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, and I was shocked to see it. You see stories around the country about teachers losing their jobs, things happening, people that speak out that are conservative in one way or another. But this one's completely different than a lot of the stories we've seen. We've seen the Shawnee Mission School District teacher that resigned from his position based on things that were transpiring at the school. I think he was in the Shawnee Mission West School District area and resigned his position, said, I can't do this anymore. These policies are crazy. You're hurting kids and doing things that are absolutely wrong. So we've seen a lot of that. This one is different. Beth Reams spent 25 years at Pembroke School in Kansas City. This is Pembroke Hill. We all know this school. It's right off the plaza. It's pretty fancy stuff. And Ms. Reams facilitated the school's popular, very popular, conservative club. She's given an interview with the Daily Wire, and Reams has stated that she avoided politics in her math classroom at all times because she saw no use for it. However, much like her colleagues, she used her private Facebook page to express political views. A slew of Facebook posts reviewed by the Daily Wire found that Reams often posted conservative-minded memes. Things like, it's racist to think that only white people can be racist. One post with a picture of Al Sharpton read, then it was captioned, Good morning, America. What are we offended by today? Her problems rose when an alumnus of Pembroke Hill, a former student of hers, decided to Facebook friend her and follow her on this page, knowing that this was a conservative club, this was going to be espousing conservative values. This former student, who's African American, a black woman, is liberal and merely joined the Facebook page to become a foil to Beth Reams. Beth Reams says, and at the behest of everyone around her, they said, kick her out. This is Facebook. You don't have to let her in. Kick her out. Don't let this woman on here ruin your Facebook page, make you angry, drag you into fights. Get her off. And Beth Reams says, I can't do that because people will think I'm racist. And she's right. If she'd have kicked that woman out, people would have thought Beth Reams was racist. So now Beth Reams is in a jam. I guess she could have shut the whole thing down and stopped. She's cornered by a black woman who, if she kicks off Facebook, is probably going to go to the principal or the people at the school and say, you have a racist teacher, and she could lose her job for that. Certainly, you could see Beth Reams losing her job for being racist, for kicking the woman off. I could see that. So this woman challenges and pokes and prods, even though many of Reams' friends encouraged her to unfriend the former student. She couldn't do it. Reams described the environment at Pembroke Hill as hostile toward conservatives, and the faculty and staff level, as well as students, were being subjected to hostility because they were conservative. She said following the 2016 election, her conservative club students began complaining that teachers around the school were beginning everyday conversations about how bad Trump is. Depending on which class it was, they tried to make it seem applicable to what was being taught in the school. Nothing was done of that. Ms. Reams points out that liberal teachers at the school all have Facebook pages, and they have very liberal feelings about the Ahmaud Arbery shooting, George Floyd, Black Lives Matter, Rittenhouse trial, critical race theory, and it goes unchallenged. Nobody challenges it. Pembroke Hill is okay with it. In August of 2020, as Pembroke Hill remained on summer break, Reams made a questionable post to her Facebook. And this one makes you think. I'll read it, and I can understand how this is unbelievably effective in getting someone's attention, but also could be something that get you in trouble at your workplace for your teacher. The post read, the horrific truth is, this is about the pandemic, folks. The horrific truth is, if people were told to get into boxcars to be taken to a virus protection camp, many people would rush to get in line. And it was a reference to what happened with the Nazis in Germany. Hitler convinced many people that it was the right thing to do to get in this boxcar and go off to this camp. We're going to take care of you, and we know what happened at the concentration camps. That doesn't mean people didn't believe Hitler. People believed Hitler. That's why he was effective and such an absolute horror to the entire world. People knew what he was doing was wrong, but a lot of people in his country didn't know what he was doing was wrong. He was flamboyant and persuasive, and people followed Hitler. That's how he became a leader. I understand what she's saying here. During the pandemic, there's a certain section of American society. If the Democrats tell you to do it, you're doing it. They somehow have that power and that authority and that whammy over people. I think it's sad. I think what she wrote should not have been posted. She's a school teacher. She should keep that to the weekends, maybe with her next door neighbors who are her best friends having a glass of wine, and not post it. Just a thought. I don't think I would come on. And you've heard me many times say, the Democrats have so many people scared in this country, they'll do anything the Dems ask. That's enough. I can say it that way. I don't have to say. The truth is, if these people were told to get into boxcars to be taken to virus protection camps, people would rush in line to get in them. I believe the sentiment of what she said, but I wouldn't phrase it that way. The Holocaust is sensitive. There are certain issues that are sensitive, and you don't reference them in accordance with today's times. So this got people really hot and bothered. I understand why people are hot and bothered by her. She sounds like she knows what she's talking about, but this could become a big story. I think she's got a great chance at a lawsuit here. there really isn't anything that's more damning than what I just read to you that she did. She clearly was boxed into a corner by the black woman and felt like if I kick her off, I could get fired for being a racist. And I certainly don't want people to think I'm a racist, let alone whether I lose my job. But she makes an excellent point that all kinds of liberal teachers at Pembroke are allowed to put anything they want on Facebook. There's a picture that she put on and is in this story of a teacher at Pembroke who wore a t-shirt that had the name of, what was the name of the victim in Louisville? It had the name of the victim of the Louisville, was the one that was somebody shot in the back like four times. And then it had painted on the white t-shirt four red spots where the bullet holes were and wore that to school one day. And of course, all the students took pictures of it and put it everywhere. And you're like, what? This is a teacher at Pembroke doing that? We gave the polling numbers in the other podcast about what's happening with what people think about Black Lives Matter. We're learning that it's really not about cops killing black people. It's about a Marxist organization and a takeover. And people are learning that. That Black Lives Matter, the sentiment is absolutely fine. The organization is Marxist at its core. A lot of the things they espouse to be are Marxist. And we're learning that. But Pembroke Hill and places like that don't challenge those things. It makes us all very sad and angry that this is taking place, and we don't know exactly how to deal with this or what to do about it. I do feel like I've lived long enough that I can look at this and say, this is a phase. Now, I don't know if this is a 10-year phase. I don't know if it's a 5-year phase. I don't know if it's a 30-year phase. I don't know. I wish I knew, but I don't know. But I don't think it will last. I think people get wise to a lot of these things. And I think there's some of that going on. I think people are getting wise to these things. Unfortunately for Beth Reams at Pembroke Hill, it's too little too late for her. She was very popular. The conservative club apparently was very big at Pembroke, as you can imagine. A lot of conservatives would send their kids there. We'll see what happens with the school, whether parents get angry and try to get her back, or how this transpires, but it's national news. It's at the Daily Wire. If you want to read the entire story, dailywire.com is where you'll find that. And we'll see if it progresses. I don't know what happens. I would think there could be a lawsuit in here for her at some point. If the rules for liberals are different than the conservatives in the workplace and their personal Facebook pages, that's what we're talking about, your personal Facebook page, then it seems to me that that's something that Pembroke shouldn't be allowed to do. Before we bring in Lee Sterling, I referenced this at the top. I really want you to listen to Friday's podcast if you can. It's going to be a very special edition of KKHI for the holidays, something different than we've done before, and I hope you will take note of it. I don't want to give too much of it away, but it involves children and Christmas and the spirit of the holidays and the goodness that all of us in this community, the KKHI community, have, because it is now thousands of people. We're getting close to 14,000 followers of the podcast. I think we probably have somewhere between 40 and 50,000 people that have listened to the podcast. It's a big community now, and I'm going to be asking a lot of folks to maybe consider doing something special this Christmas, because this is the time of year that we all start thinking about people around us or other people other than ourselves, and there's beauty in that. There's love and there's beauty in that, and I've recorded the interview. The podcast is ready to go on Friday, and it's quite emotional for me. So it may be a little too personal. We say this is sports, politics, and life. You're getting life on Friday, and I hope you like it, and I hope you respond to it. It's very important to me, to our family, to a lot of people in Kansas City, and to the person that I'll be having on the podcast on Friday. So I hope you'll give that a good play on Friday or sometime this weekend before we get back into football after the Chiefs game on Sunday and then Monday morning with Stan and the routine that we have. Certainly hope that you'll be able to do that. KKHI is brought to you by BStock.net. Right now, an 82-inch 4K Samsung Crystal UHD, just $1,199. You ready for this? $1,400 is the Black Friday special at Sam's Club and Best Buy. $1,400 is their Black Friday price. $1,199 every day at BStock. That's 82 inches, 4K, BStock, $1,199. They're in stock. They got plenty of them right now. 14680 South Flaming Road. Back 9 Development online at back9development.com and 360 Document Solutions online at 360documentsolutions.com. Happy to have them on board as sponsors of KKHI. Now we say hello to our friend Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com. He is on a roll. He had a big hit in the NFL last week with the Carolina Panthers, and he's got a guarantee. You do not find guarantees in Lee's industry. He is guaranteeing you a win this week if you sign up. That's bold, but why wouldn't he? He's crushing it for the patrons on Thursday nights, 19-9-1 all time, and a big week last week. Lee, nice roll, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good. This is my 28th year in business. Never guaranteed a game before. So I'm so sure I'm going to win this 40 to 50 unit play this weekend. If I don't win it and you come aboard for the November special, 297, which is 2 weeks of everything. I mean, that's a steal in itself. You're going to get 60, 65 selections, football, college and pro football. You get basketball, NBA and college. You're going to get hockey, where we're number one in the world. Last weekend, we went 8-0 over the weekend in hockey. And UFC, we've won six of the last UFC cards. So everything for $297, we text you the selections. You get up by 2 o'clock weekdays, by 10:30 in the morning on the weekends. And if I don't win the 40 to 50 unit selection, we're 54-21 going back the last 15 years on these rare 40 to 50 unit selections. Get all December for free. That means the NFL, college, championship weekend, and NFL, and also all the bowls through December 31st. If you purchase the $297 November special, I'm guaranteeing that 40 to 50 unit play, we knock it down. How's that
awesome.
Sound?
That is awesome. So yep. All sports, the rest of the month, $297. And if your guarantee on Sunday doesn't hit, you get all of December the same way through the bowls, which is going to be fun. We'll talk about that in a few weeks. But you kill it on bowl games every single year, so we're looking forward to that as well. And in a little while, we'll do Lee's Game of the Week as well. It's going to be Oklahoma-Iowa State. You can get that one free by calling 800-400-9741. You've kind of reached a point where you know these teams pretty well now. Is it easier this time of year than at the start?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I mean, there's a full body of work. And I mean, what's crazy is, I mean, there's some teams look like they're quitting, you know, teams without coaches. I mean, it had to be there's a lot of changes because, you know, if you want to make a change of coach, you don't want to wait until like the last game of the year, and then you're trying to find a coach the week of, the signing day, which is December 15th. So coaches and teams, what they're doing is they're releasing the coach in November, and they're trying to hire a coach by the end of November or the first day or two in December so they can lock up that recruiting class, because it seems like maybe 85-90% of the recruiting class is making up their mind in December. And, we might see some kids for the first time, though, because there's been so much movement in these college coaches. They might wait until the February period for the first time in a couple of years.
All right, let's get your picks. We'll start with college football. And, before we even start, how about the Kansas Jayhawks beating the Texas Longhorns? Can you even believe that?
Great. I mean, Texas deserved it. I mean, let's be honest.
Yes.
You know, their bravado and Oklahoma's bravado moving to the SEC. So Kansas almost beat Oklahoma. They did finally take down Texas. So, you know what? Just like Nebraska, I've said this from the beginning. As soon as Nebraska moved to the Big Ten, I said they're making a mistake. I think Texas and Oklahoma are both making big mistakes.
Yeah, and it was a bad week for the SEC, and here's why. It's a bad look. Oklahoma got drilled. Texas lost to Kansas. And Fox Sports released the numbers for the year. The highest rated college football broadcast of the year is the Big Noon kickoff on Fox, which is typically a Big 12 game. It now beats, on television, it beats the SEC on CBS in the 3:30 time slot. Amazing.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Now, maybe that's a bunch of SEC fans turning it on to see Oklahoma or Texas play occasionally. I don't know, but the Big 12 game on Fox is now the highest rated game on TV. I'm not worried about the Big 12. We're covering enough states and enough people. I think they'll get a TV contract and be fine. Let's start our college picks here with Florida, Missouri. Missouri's fates change. Now, this is a low bar. You know, they've been bragging that's two games in a row they held their opponent to under 200 yards rushing. I always thought the benchmark was under 100 yards rushing, but that's two in a row under 200 for Missouri. Does that matter in this game against Florida?
Well, at some point, I mean, I think we were thinking maybe under 300 would be a monumental.
Yes.
But here's the deal. I don't think you can bet Florida. I don't think you can bet a team that looks like they've quit. And I never imagine. I mean, this is a team that almost beat Alabama at home, and now they laid down. I mean, they didn't have trouble with Stanford. They had trouble with Samford, who's an FCS school, and Samford has a losing record. Losing record, scored 42 points in the first half. They don't seem like they care about it. I mean, he looks like an imitation of Barry Sanders this year at times. 200+ yard rushing efforts and one more win, and they're bowl eligible. So I think they feel this is the week they can get it. It would be a little bit tougher, obviously, at Arkansas. So they can't stop the run much, but they can run, and they seem to care a whole lot more. I have Missouri winning this game outright, 41-38.
Nice. Count me in on that. Yep. Oklahoma State, yep, through 10 games is easily the best team in the Big 12. They have a defense, a really good defense, for the first time under Mike Gundy. They're a big favorite against Texas Tech.
Yeah, and I don't normally like to lay double digits, but that defense is stifling. And I think this is the game. I mean, Texas Tech feeling good about themselves last couple weeks. You know, maybe this is the game where, you know, they return in the pumpkin. It's 12 midnight. So I don't think their quarterbacking is good enough. I don't think that they can hit enough big plays down the field. And when you get a defense like that, they can, you know, make for some real short fields. And also even the special teams have been special. So I think the better defense, better coaching, I'll take Oklahoma State here. Texas Tech, that staff, they got to be sending out those resumes now and then talking to their agents and trying to get their jobs. I think they feel like, hey, now it's over. There's no chance we're going to stay. We did our job, did our best for the kids. Now let's take care of our families. Oklahoma State wins and covers this game 34-14.
Baylor just got its marquee win. They head to Manhattan for Skylar Thompson's last game at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. He has started more games at quarterback than any K-State quarterback in history now. He's playing at a very high level, and the Cats have won 4 in a row. They're playing the number 11 team in the country, unranked, and it's basically a pick 'em or a one-point game. What do you think?
Yeah, it feels like he's been around, like, what, 7-8 years?
Well, yeah, it's been forever.
It's been forever. I think this game might come down to turnovers. And, you know, Baylor could have blown that game. They were dominant in the first quarter. And, you know, they stayed the course. And by staying the course, they beat an Oklahoma team that just doesn't seem to have it mentally. But Kansas State at home, different animal. And Kansas State, they get that lead. You know, they'll be patient. And they'll find the weakness in the defense. And they'll exploit it. I think Baylor coming off that win last week, just, I mean, what an emotional high. They stormed the field. I think they're still being patted on the back here by everyone in the school, and they're the BMOC, but they're going to face a team that does the little things and also special teams. No better special teams in the country here. Kansas State outright here, 28-24.
Oh, I'm in love with you today, Lee. Yep. I like the way this is going. Yep. Let's see if we can keep it rolling. Let's move to the National Football League, and the Chargers favored by 5.5 against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, this is a crazy line. So there's so many players missing. You got to almost take role here. So for Pittsburgh, they're going to be without their best top two receivers now. We know that it looks like Claypool is done for a while. Best safety, Minkah Fitzpatrick, is going to be done. And, you know, this game might come down to just explosive plays. And Pittsburgh's offense is painful to watch. That offensive line, bottom three in the NFL. I think they're going to run Najee Harris. They're going to try to shorten the game here, try to make it, you know, like 8 possessions per team. And they feel if they can be in it to the end, and they've got a shot. But Chargers just have more explosive players here with Justin Herbert, a quarterback, Austin Eckler, who's healthy, running and catching the ball out of the backfield. And who's going to cover Keenan Allen here? So I think that one big play or two big plays are going to be the difference here. Give me the Chargers here. I think they win and cover, 27-20.
Chiefs and Dallas, a lot of people think this could be the most interesting and entertaining game of the week. The Cowboys coming off the best performance of any team all year. I mean, they were fantastic last week, and the Chiefs finally looked right last Sunday night. What happens this Sunday?
Yeah, this is going to be a fun game here. So I think it's going to come down to defense because both offenses are scary good. CeeDee Lamb, almost unguardable. Dak Prescott, he's at the top of his game. That offensive line is really good. And then on the other side, I mean, it looks like Hill and Kelsey, they're unguardable. And Mahomes, he's got back his mojo. And even Clyde Edwards-Helaire set to return here. So difference, I think, is the defenses in Kansas City, allowing just 78 points the last five games. Dallas has been good, getting a lot of takeaways, but just five sacks in the four road games here in the shootout. Kansas City, they have the ball last, and they win and cover 48-40.
There you go. It's a coin toss. Yeah. Whoever has the ball last, yeah, that ought to be great. And your game of the week, yeah, is a free play. If people want to call right now, 800-400-9741. It's Oklahoma and Iowa State.
Yeah. Wow. This is a big game. I mean, there's talk of both coaches possibly moving. But I think there's a clear right side and wrong side to this game. You want to get on the sharp side, just call 800-400-9741. We'll give you Oklahoma and Iowa State on me. 800-400-9741. Get on board. Like I said, first time ever, we're guaranteeing our 40 to 50 unit play. We're 54-21 over the last 15 seasons. So if we don't win and you come on board for 297 for the last 2 weeks of November, we call it not November, November, you'll get the rest of December in football for free. So only one place to find it, only one place to win, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, let's have a great week. I love your guarantee. I am all in with you on Sunday on that big play, buddy. Count me in.
Sounds good.
Thank you, buddy. Take care.
Okay. See you, Kevin.
All right. He's Lee Sterling. He's the Sultan of South Beach, and he's been on quite a roll, especially for the patrons on Thursday nights. 19-9-1 for patrons all time last year and this year with his Thursday night selections. And it's available for the patrons right now at KKHI if you sign up to become a patron. Let's recap his games here. He likes Missouri +9 against Florida. Oklahoma State laying the 10.5 against Texas Tech. Kansas State outright winner, getting only 1 point at home against Baylor. Chargers -5.5, better than Pittsburgh. The Chiefs to cover against Dallas. And his game of the week is Oklahoma and Iowa State. You can get that free by calling 800-400-9741. He's got a big play in the NFL. He had a big one last week. It was Carolina. They were getting points. They were up 20-0 out of the gate in that one and won easily. He has another one this week. He's very sure he's going to win. If you sign up for the rest of the month, all five sports, the football, college football, the basketball, the UFC, the hockey, everything going on for the rest of the month for $297, if you sign up, if he doesn't win for you on Sunday's game with his big play in the NFL, you get all of December free, and that includes bowl games until January 1. So that's a pretty good deal right there. You know, maybe risk what you're buying or risk a portion of what you're buying and see how it goes with Lee Sterling, who's been very, very hot. Always appreciate Lee being on. We get a lot of great feedback. He is as upbeat and positive and nice as he sounds. I've known Lee for 20 years. As he says, he's been in business for 20 years and never given out a guarantee like the one he's doing this week. But he's a nice guy. He loves football. He knows football inside and out. He's hired really, really smart people to help him with his hockey and UFC and some of these other things that he does. His service is documented at covers.com. You can go verify that yourself. He does a great job. And what's great about Lee is he's just remained the same. It's generational. It's the same thing we talk about with everybody on this podcast. It's the people you know. If you know the right people, you know how they are and you know how they treat their customers. That's what the whole thing is about. And he's a stand-up guy. When he's losing, he says, "I suck and it's my bad. And I understand if you're walking away and I'm really sorry." He's not going to win every week. You just don't win every week, or you just have billions of dollars from betting on sports outright. But he works really hard. He's got great people, and he still has that personal customer service, which, you know, you just don't get. You see all these things online and during the games advertised. These big corporations now own all these gambling sites and everything. There's nothing personal about that. You don't know who to believe or who to trust. You want personal treatment? It's Lee Sterling, and you can always just call him. 800-400-9741. We're always just very happy talking about football. Lee Sterling on Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.